business now. On 938 now, I'm Keith D'Souza. The ABS Benchmark Administration Company and the Singapore Foreign Exchange Market Committee issued a consultation to seek feedback on proposals to enhance the SIBOR. The proposals aim to anchor SIBOR to make market transactions to the extent possible and will enhance the robustness and the integrity of SIBOR. In developing these proposals, ABS-SFEMC have taken into consideration recent global benchmark reform initiatives and international standards. So it's time to speak to industry practitioners to see what the form of the enhanced SIBOR might take. We're joined this morning by Paul Ho. Paul is the CEO of iCompareLoan.com. Paul, morning, sir.
Hi, good morning, Keith.
Paul, let's talk about the proposals to enhance the SIBOR. First and foremost, correct me if I'm wrong, SIBOR, the Singapore Interbank Offered Rate, is the preferred rate that banks lend money to each other. And it's also the basis for most of consumer home loans.
A lot of home loans are pegged to SIBOR. So in the especially in the earlier days, there's a peg home loan packages like SIBOR plus 0.7, SIBOR plus 0.8, and so on. So SIBOR is basically a benchmark whereby the banks use for home loans. Initially, this is basically an internal treasury function between the banks lending to each other.
So if the proposals that the ABS is proposing come into force, how will this affect consumers?
I think the extent of this is not known yet. So how will this affect the consumers? I think it's just likely the a method of calculation and methodology. So I don't think it will deviate that much in terms of our home loan package that are pegged to SIBOR, right? Just to give you a little bit of a background, if that's okay.
Sure.
Yeah. So a little bit of background why there needs to be benchmark reforms on measuring these benchmarks, right? It initially started with a Wall Street Journal on the 16th of April 2008, whereby they suggested that LIBOR, which is the London Interbank Offered Rate, is rigged, right? Subsequently, more news came about, and then in 27 July 2012, Financial Times also stated that a trader spilled the beans that saying that financial manipulation of the LIBOR has been commonplace since 1991, right? So rigging the LIBOR has been commonplace according to market insiders, right? The reason why they do that is because LIBOR is the basis or the benchmark whereby 350 trillion, right? Read me, not billion, but 350 trillion in derivatives are pegged to LIBOR, right? So a lot of the traders, the hedge funds people, the speculators and so on, and people in the, you know, in the investment side of the bank has positions in these derivatives, meaning that they have a vested interest in the direction of SIBOR. So that's the reason for that. And because SIBOR is basically measured, in this case, LIBOR was actually measured by banks reporting what they perceive to be able to be to borrow from the other banks at the time of reporting, which is daily or weekly, but to the authorities, so to the measuring agent. So what that means is that some of the banks during the financial crisis deliberately underreporting their cost of borrowing. So why do they do so? Because what happens that even though it's confidential, if their cost of borrowing from other banks is higher or seen to be higher, that means that this bank is in financial crisis or distress, right? And this would further bring down the bank faster. So actually, all this started from the LIBOR rigging. So SIBOR is
So
actually less of an issue because there's no known rigging found, and also SIBOR is not a major worldwide benchmark yet.
if this benchmark is enhanced, what perhaps is the benefit to the banks? And like you said, it doesn't really mean all that much to consumers, but what this means for financial institutions?
For financial institutions, especially on the investment side of the bank, and Singapore as a major financial hub, it's massive, right? Singapore has been trying to develop the derivatives market, and we are talking about billions or hundreds of billions of derivatives that needs to be pegged to something. Derivatives, in short, of a better word, is are basically like sausages, right? They are like, you put chicken, beef, pork, vegetables, and stuff into the sausage, and then you say, tastes not bad, right? So similarly, derivatives are a set of rules whereby you say that, oh, I have this thing which is SIBOR. If SIBOR goes up by how much, I will pay you how much. If SIBOR goes down by how much, I will pay you how much, and then multiply by something, divide by something, add this, add that, So these are like instruments to help high net worth individuals or companies to manage their risk. Of course, initially it all started with managing their risk, hedging their risk. That's why it's called hedging, right? But of course, there are subsequently certain people or certain financial institutions or people within the financial institutions have used these instruments to make a lot of money by basically speculating on hedging. So that's why you have hedge funds and some of these things kind of happening.
Paul, I have to ask, should a dispute arise after this enhanced benchmark comes into play? What avenues do people have for recourse?
There's basically no recourse because this benchmark is basically, if you have a measurement based on this benchmark, correct? So a lot of financial institutions are basing their products, in this case, it's home loan product. We don't even call it a derivative. It's like a borderline, very, very simple derivative. It's just like SIBOR plus 0 point something, SIBOR plus 1%. This is basically a home loan product. But in the derivative markets, people are using interest rate movement, currency movement, and they need a certain kind of interest rate and currency movement kind of product to create complicated products to manage their risk in developing markets. For example, people who may not be able to go into certain currency markets in the ASEAN countries or some other countries, so they might use other instruments such as non-deliverable forwards, or they might use other SIBOR plus something, SIBOR plus divide by something, so SIBOR itself as a benchmark, as an interest rate benchmark versus the other countries' interest rate benchmarks, it's like rojak, they just put everything together in the sausage. So that someone would underwrite this. But say, for example, if this one goes up by 3 points, right, you will pay me $30. But it doesn't change, it doesn't pay me. So I'm prepared to pay up to $30 and things like that. So in short, it's like there's a bookie and there is a person putting the bet, right? But of course, we put it in a nice way that people who are basically putting this bet, it's not really a bet because they are using it for risk management purposes. Also for trade and for managing large sums of money, investment or otherwise, there is a huge need for this kind of products to manage their risk so that they can understand their price point better so that they can avoid some of the fluctuations.
Paul, thank you so much for putting things in perspective for us. Paul Ho is the CEO of iCompareLoan.com. We were talking about the proposed enhancements, or rather the feedback to the enhancements of the SIBOR in Singapore. Paul, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much, Keith.
Okay, Paul, I'll bring this out tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Bye.